It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Olive oil. I love olive oil, especially EVOO. Yes, sir. We all know what that means, but it has been praised forever now for its nutritional value, especially praised for brain food. We all know that. So I have it every day. It is also touted as the best oil for cooking. Yes, I've learned that. But you may not know that it looks like it's playing a role in preventing breast cancer. You heard me right, preventing breast cancer. Here to help us understand this is Erin Bolt. She's the Executive Vice President of the North American Olive Oil Association. It is so perfect to have you here with us today, Erin. How in the world is olive oil connected to possible breast care prevention?
Thank you, Ellen. Well, you know, there was a very big study a couple years ago, the PREDIMED study, which was the largest clinical trial proving many multiple benefits of the Mediterranean diet and consumption of heart-healthy fats like olive oil. That study was actually stopped early because the benefits were so clear that they did not feel it would be right to continue without releasing the results. And now there's one of many offshoots of the PREDIMED study. Most recently, Spanish researchers, they looked at more than 4,000 women aged 60 to 80 involved in PREDIMED and compared those that were on a low-fat diet to those following the Mediterranean diet with 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil a day. And what they found was that the extra virgin olive oil users were 62% less likely to develop breast cancer.
Holy smokes. Wait a minute. We need to repeat that. You're saying if I eat 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil a day, that there's a chance that it will decrease my risk of getting breast cancer by 62%?
That is what the most recent study found. Now, again, everything is part of the bigger picture. We usually refer to the Mediterranean lifestyle rather than the diet, because we know that olive oils and extra virgin olive oil is one part of the bigger picture of having a healthy plant-based diet and getting plenty of exercise and those kind of things as well.
Wow.
But yes,
I am
very
all in. No
results.
Kidding. I do love EVOO or extra virgin olive oil, but let's break this down to how we can do this, because hey, that's easy. And if that, mm-hmm. that can make that much of a difference, I think we all need to go for it. So, 4 tablespoons a day at breakfast. Mind you, I don't see myself pouring olive oil into a tablespoon 4 times and swallowing each one.
No. Definitely. And I think again, to get the best benefits, you know, this has got to be part of, a good healthful eating pattern in general.
Okay.
And so, you know, some of the things that we always suggest is to think about substitutions. And specifically, you know, for breakfast in Spain, for example, it's very, very common to eat toast in the morning with tomatoes and drizzled with extra virgin olive oil.
Oh, no.
And now other studies also show that healthy monounsaturated fats like olive oil actually help your body absorb the nutrients from greens and vegetables like tomato better than when they're consumed with other polyunsaturated fats.
Now, wait a minute. That's significant. So you're saying olive oil helps us digest the nutrients from vegetables and other good foods more successfully.
Better. Exactly.
Yeah, better. So we should be including olive oil. So it should be a partner in a lot
exactly.
of our food. And it shouldn't be so hard to do. As you said, if we have a whole grain piece of toast
mm-hmm.
and we drizzle olive oil over it and put some tomatoes on top,
yes.
hey, we have a delicious, you can put other things too. You could put some basil with that. That would be delicious.
Yes.
Why not have that for breakfast?
Exactly.
Sounds so good for me. Okay, so, and what you just said also makes you realize why we have salad dressing
mm-hmm.
with a salad, because it's going to help us digest the nutrients from all those good foods in the salad. But not to have a dressing that does not have an olive oil, it's better to have one like a balsamic with olive oil.
Exactly.
So is that what you do, or do you have a good recipe for a dressing for us?
I use extra virgin olive oil straight out of the bottle. So,
okay.
I would use that. I would sometimes use a balsamic as well. Think about using extra virgin olive oil as a condiment. You know, on a baked potato instead of a slab of butter, I would drizzle extra virgin olive oil. Simple weeknight dinner, make any kind of pasta that you like, drizzle it with extra virgin olive oil. Maybe put, you know, some freshly grated Parmesan cheese on top and any veggies that you want to throw in there, and dinner's done. You can also, substitute any recipe that calls for a vegetable oil or some other kind of cooking oil. You can substitute olive oil in the same amount and get great results and great flavor.
Well, I also find that olive oil is getting to be very gourmet, and that you can just throw some, rosemary, leaves down into, or basil leaves or any other herbs into your olive oil, and it has this little added flavors that makes it really even more delicious to think of drizzling over potatoes or soaking up that whole grain bread. Man, when I go to an Italian restaurant and they serve olive oil with some, they put pepper, garlic salt in there maybe.
Absolutely.
And then you just dip that bread in. Of course, it soaks up probably a whole tablespoon by the time I pull it out. So it's not so hard to do this.
It's really not. We at our house at home, you know, anytime we're cooking, it's very simple and easy to roast just about anything. And all we do is mix up, you know, broccoli, potatoes, whatever kind of vegetable we want to have, we just mix it up in a mixing bowl with, extra virgin olive oil and, you know, whatever seasonings you feel like. So like you said, rosemary, thyme, little dash of kosher salt, any of those things, stir it up, throw it on a sheet pan and roast it, and you get delicious sides to go with any kind of meal.
Sounds absolutely divine. Now, you have a lot of recipes on your website. I want you to share everybody with that so we can all get our 4 tablespoons a day. By the way,
sure.
Not just for women. Let's remind people that men get breast cancer. This is for the whole family. So,
okay.
Sorry, go back to your website and how we can get more recipes.
Sure. If you visit us at www.aboutoliveoil.org, not .com. And we have a lot of information on there on the different kinds of olive oils and how to use them. And we have links to our blog, which has a lot of recipes as well.
So EVOO is the way to go. We've been focusing on that. Maybe we should take a second to clarify that we should focus on that and not get all the others, or what about the other olive oils?
So the study that we were talking about with the breast cancer research today, that specifically was extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil is certainly the healthiest of all the types of olive oil. But when we were also talking about the absorption of other nutrients and things, that is mainly due to the oleic acid, which is the monounsaturated fat that is the primary fatty acid in olive oil, and that's the same in all olive oils. So if you do not like the flavor, or if you are looking sometimes for a higher smoke point or a lower cost oil, regular olive oil also has benefits as well. The main thing is that, again, as part of a bigger picture, the omega-9 oleic acid in olive oil, it doesn't compete with the body absorbing omega-3s, where the polyunsaturated fats, those omega-6s, do compete. So your body is going to absorb other nutrients better when you're using any kind of olive oil. And then extra virgin olive oil has some added benefits from antioxidants and things that remain in the oil.
All right. So, and the other thing we know is that it's best to buy it in a dark container, not a light container, because the light takes some of, well, this is true for any food. The light in the store, the light in the sunlight in your room, or the windows, coming through the windows, will kind of suck some of those nutrients out and maybe even turn the olive oil rancid. So be sure and buy it in a dark container of glass is great, but if it's a metal container, whatever it is, versus light. So thank you, Erin, so much for being with us. It's just been fabulous to have it in our kitchen today, talk about the benefits of olive oil preventing breast cancer. Again, go to aboutoliveoil.org to find more. aboutoliveoil.org to learn more about this. And we are so appreciative that you're in our kitchen today. All of you listeners, please continue to join us. You can find our podcast on Radio MD. In the meantime, we ask that you eat well and stay well.